Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Hello, this is Shireen from Rock Antenna Hamburg. Today we've got a very special guest on the show. The voice behind some of the biggest rock anthems, sexiest man alive, and a true live performer who's still rocking stages all over the world, Gavin Rossdale from Bush. Hello, or as we say in Hamburg, moin.
Hello. Hey, how are you? Nice to be with you.
I'm fine. Thank you so much. Gavin, how are you doing today and where in the world are we catching you right now?
I'm in Los Angeles, California, and I'm looking at the San Gabriel Mountains. And yeah, it's a good day. It's early. And I'm going to take my dog to the park very soon after this call.
Oh, sounds great. What time is in LA?
7:30 in the morning. It's early.
Oh.
No one's awake. House is quiet. It's nice. Yeah. This is how much I love Germany. You see, I love Germany, so I'm happy to talk at 7:30.
Oh. I'm glad that it's in the afternoon in Germany. Let's start with a big question. What is the rock song of your life? It could be one of your own.
The rock song of my life. Of my life. The next song I write would be the song of my life. But I mean, as an example from my own catalog, maybe Glycerine, because this song did so much for me. So it's so vulnerable, yet it's been so powerful for me. And maybe something like Jane's Addiction, the Mountain Song. I love that song a lot. It was a great band. So those two. And Mastodon, Show Yourself. I like that, Show Yourself.
Okay, then we take three rock songs of life. I like the choice. You talk about your dog. I was browsing your Insta and saw that we have one big thing in common, the love and protection of animals. Even Peter follows you.
Yes.
Wow. How many dogs do you currently have? One?
I have one because he's a rescue. So we've just been working with him to see if he's a very big dog. So I did a campaign with Peter about adopting, not to buy from the puppy mills and all that. So to go to the pound here in America, we have a terrible problem. People buy dogs and they change their minds all the time. It's terrible. I suppose all around the world, but I live here and it's so sad. Like thousands and thousands of dogs that just people decide one week, oh, let's get a dog. And next week they decide they want to go get a, you know, something different, maybe get a bike and leave the dog. So it's horrible. So I love to help and to work with any animals, especially dogs.
Yeah, I feel you so much. In Germany, it's not like the malls where you can shop it, but we have many options where people can buy new baby dogs and so on. It's horrible.
The best thing I've seen is this situation where you have a room of people that want to get a dog, adopt a dog, and they sit in a chair and they let the dog walk around and find a new owner. It's so crazy. I look at it on Instagram. It's so stupid. And it brings tears to my eyes. It makes me cry. It's so, these dogs, they walk, and then they just pick someone. And that person bursts out crying. And then it makes me sad. I'm just so stupid, but it's very beautiful.
This is very fucking beautiful, and this is not stupid. I cry at those videos, too. always. But you have another passion, cooking.
Yes, the cooking, wow.
You have your own cooking show since last year, Dinner with Gavin Rossdale. So, my question, what's your favorite food to cook?
My favorite food to cook, I suppose, is like, I do like crab and seafood. I like to cook. There's an amazing fish shop near me. They dry age the fish. So you can cook fish. The skin is so crispy, you look like a champion, and you don't really do that much. So I love to keep that simple sometimes and get this beautiful fish. But I like the challenge of cooking everything, to be honest. I don't stay in one area. I love a lot of, Italian food, of course, like everyone. I like English roasts and a very big, you know, lots of, you know, roast potatoes and Yorkshire pudding and just a big English roast. So you roast the meat. Again, don't tell anyone. And and that kind of thing. But I enjoy it all. You know, I really have gotten into a lot of more Japanese cooking. So I make the dashi and the broth, and then you just do the, you know, you just cook a little bit of donabe. So you cook in the pot. And it's so healthy, so clean, and you just feel so great. So much food is so bad, especially here. We have so much processed food that we just put some vegetables and you chop up some chicken and you put it inside a beautiful dashi and you eat that with some ponzu sauce. You feel like $1 million afterwards.
This sounds like a very big process. What does cooking give you that making music maybe doesn't?
Well, I get to sit down with my kids or my friends and sit and eat. I think it's a really great way to spend time with people. You know, if you want to meet up with someone, often it involves food, right? I mean, I suppose you can just go out and drink and stay up all night. But if you want to also go for dinner, go for out or make food, it's beautiful. I love to cook for a lot of people, like 10, 12 people, and then you all sit and you have like so many courses and so many plates of food, and it just brings joy. It seduces people. They love it. And they're also really surprised if it tastes good.
Coming together with people, right?
Yeah.
And if you have not much time, okay? So many of us don't have that time. What's your favorite fast food?
To cook at home or to eat?
Okay, no fast
food. Oh, no, but I like, you know, like here, it's some great Mexican. I like shawarma. I love shawarma. So, you know, I know that in Germany, there's so much Turkish food, Lebanese food. I like that Middle Eastern food. So shawarma, beef shawarma, lamb shawarma, chicken shawarma, falafel, those kind of sandwiches I love. But I have to find it where they toast the bread. You know, they make it crispy. I like a crispy shawarma, not soft, just a little crispy.
I can do shawarma. I really often eat shawarma. Not that often now. It's not often vegan in Hamburg. But if I do it on my own...
Are you vegan?
Yes. And if I do it on my own, I can do it.
You're a better person than me. So
no.
The donabe is amazing for you. The donabe, we make it a little dashi. So simple Japanese stock with a kelp, with the seaweed and the bonito flakes. Really simple because they make long time to do the kelp. And then you just put vegetables in there. And oh my gosh, you can have such an incredible time.
Yes, of course. So I guess I have to switch over to music now before we're getting hungry. Your recent album, I Beat Loneliness, it feels both like the classic Bush, but fresh at the same time. What inspires your sound these days?
I just don't want to suck. So I think of a fire behind me, and I have to keep moving and be strong. And I love the idea that as time, you know, as I get older, the music gets heavier all the time. So it's just really funny because it's meant to go the other way. You're meant to be like really like, you know, crazy. And then you start to mellow. You start to bring the acoustics in, the tempo change, but it's slower, but easier. And I just like it. Like it's just, I still like to say, but it's just, I like driving heavy music. And then I try to sing on top in my style. And I think that's what's interesting about it to me. So I like the kind of car crash quality of my voice melodies and heavy riffs. It's fun.
Honest answer. You've just announced the Land of Milk and Honey tour. The last time you went on tour for a new album was 2020, right?
I don't know. I mean, I never look at that. I think it's no more. I mean, I seem to always be on tour. So just last year was interesting because we did two big tours with other bands, and so they weren't our main tour. That was like, I don't know, just this idea that we had to just play everywhere and get around to places that we hadn't been, see people we hadn't played to. So this year, maybe a bit, not so long ago, but again, I don't know, you know, everything is 2 years ago to me. You say something, it's 2 years ago. That's it. There's nothing longer, nothing shorter. It's just so simple. Clarifies everything.
Yeah, I've seen the last one was with Volbeat.
Yeah, that was so fun. My goodness, so many countries. And it's such a thrill every day to be in a different country. So I like that. I like the culture change, the different food, the different people, different accents. architecture. It's very interesting for me to change countries and to travel everywhere.
What was the moment where you thought, all right, it's time to get back out there and making new music?
Well, I don't feel like I've ever stopped, because even when I tour, when I finish touring, I start to write again. I've been writing now for the next record before we start this tour. So all the time for me, like, it feels, if I don't write, I have a guilty secret. So I like my secret to be that I have songs. If I don't have songs, it's a guilty secret. So I like to live guilt-free, no stress. So I work really hard when there's no pressure. And then in a few months after this tour, they say to me, hey, let's think about a new record. I say, oh, I'm so happy you say that, because I prepared some of these songs. I think it's Bruce Springsteen's fault. I read somewhere he always has 5 or 6 songs ready to go. And I thought, yeah, you know, it's like you want to just always have $5 or $6 in your bank account, not $0. So it's like that. It's a song bank. So for me, I'm always working and always writing, because that's how I get to talk to you and stay alive and continue to make music, you know. Some people, they make one, you know, for some records, and that's enough, and then they just play those records over and over, and people are happy. It's the way it goes, you know. Look at Oasis, you know, they're taking over the world again, playing these stadiums and the song. But for me, I love the thrill of new songs, and you combine old songs with the new songs. Because nobody wants just new songs, of course, but you got to have a little bit of new blood. It's like having old, to me, it's like having only old blood. I want new blood as well.
I understand. And it's like a fluid process from album, yeah. From the last album to the new album.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah. And it's still, and it gets every time heavier. Like some of these new songs, so funny. They make, honestly, it makes me laugh when I hear how heavy they are. It's so good. They like the music quite heavy. So it means we can keep coming to Germany, which is fine by me. I love Germany so much. It's such a great country. Like, so organized and so logical. It's like the Japan of Europe.
You don't have to say that, you know. No, this sounds great. You really love Germany that much?
I do like it. Yeah, because I just like the support of the arts is my favorite thing. And then I like the people, and I like the food, and I like the way that people operate. It's very straightforward. It's like 6 o'clock, it's 6 o'clock, you know. Like, if we go here, we go here. And if you say something, you follow through with it. Lots of places, a little bit loose, you know. In South America, you say, I meet you at 6, you know, people turn up at 10:30, and like, what happened? It's like, hey, it's Brazil, baby. Which I also love, but, you know, it's something about Germany that gets me. And we've had great success there, so you go where you loved, you know.
You said food. What's your favorite German food?
Oh, dear me, I'm so sorry, but something like, you know, you have really great bratwurst. I really like that. I just enjoy, I think that what happens is I've been to many great Italian restaurants there. I like the shawarma, the Middle Eastern food. When I was there last time, I just found so many great places to go eat. And it's just the efficiency, because people just, it's very efficient. You know, you're German, you're very efficient, you have to be. Maybe Berlin, they take it easy a little bit on efficiency, but outside of that, it's like strict.
Yes, Berlin is like an own country in Germany.
Yeah. And by the way, I love Berlin. I'm going there as well. I like Berlin, so I don't have a problem. You see, for me, the combination of all these things makes for an interesting life.
Of course, Berlin is a cultural mix.
Yeah, for sure.
Short moment back to the tour. Can we expect something from these upcoming shows?
Greatness.
Okay.
Greatness. You can expect greatness. Just like, what I love about my band is that they're so enthusiastic. No matter what the pressure or the travel or the, you know, whatever, how bad you feel, they're great. They play so good and so hard and so consistent. So they help me to stay very, very high level. I hope, you know, it's good fun, because you can't, you can't take a day off on stage. You have to deliver. And so what people can expect is you know, a lot of passion and sweat and you know, everybody going for it. You know, it's great. It's what we love to do. We're crazy. Like, I can't believe we're still doing it so long, but we love it. So we do it.
Wonderful.
No dancers, though. No dancers on stage. Sorry.
Sad. Very sad.
No choreography.
Okay. Yeah. Only you and your guitar.
Yeah, and the amp.
We know that picture. We said it. You came to Germany. We are really happy. And you came to Hamburg. You said something about your connection to Germany. Is there anything special planned here in Germany?
Well, I have a lot of friends I made last time, a lot of really great tennis players. So,
do we know one?
Tommy Haas is the guy that helped me set me up with a few different people there. So there's a few, really some great players, club players, ex-pros, and that's, I have this whole network, really great. Like one player sent me to the next in a different city. So I played all over Germany last time. So I like that, to leave the tour in the day and just go off and play tennis, get a sweat, get a different environment, and, you know, feel the culture of the tennis over there. I love it, the tennis clubs, and everybody's there having lunch, and it's so civilized. I don't know anywhere else like that. I don't have a tennis club here in Los Angeles. I sort of play in the park and sometimes people's houses. I've never done it like that. I've just played different people's houses and things like that in the park a lot. Some tennis clubs, but not much. But, you know, I play a lot, and so it's great. You know, I went to some fantastic places all over Germany.
Gavin Rossdale is playing tennis in Germany always.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I will be again,
And you will be again. Okay, at last, we talk about your performance, No Dance. I was born in 97 and unfortunately was no longer able to experience many of the craziest events ever. I've seen documentaries about a few of them, like Woodstock, also the one from 99. In the middle of this escalation, you standing there with your guitar, you managed to control the energy of the whole crowd with your music. You held it together. What an appearance. I had goosebumps. How did you do that? And what do you remember from that day on stage?
I remember I was having a system where I loved to go on stage, but not look at the crowd, not look at the stage. You know, just go backstage and go up and out because I like the adrenaline rush. And I remember going up on that stage, and when I came out, it was so big. It was so wide. It was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe the size of it. And for me, I just wanted to, you know, honor and give respect to the original Woodstock that I'd seen, you know, on documentaries with Jimi Hendrix and Carlos Santana. And I thought we were in a line of musicians who wanted to change society and wanted to add to things and make the world a better place. So that's all I thought about, unity. I didn't know that the weekend was going to get crazy. We played Friday night, so it was still, there was still hope in the air, you know. And then by the time Saturday, Sunday, that's when it got insane. We played after Korn, who are a fantastic band. I love Korn. And everyone was, you know, going crazy. And I never liked too much of the really aggressive, you know, the kind of the moshing, because they bash into everyone that just wants to watch the music. So I didn't care that, you know, I didn't give the kind of meatheads what they needed, you know, what they wanted. I don't care. I just wanted to look at the power of music, everyone. And I kind of feel a bit dumb because now when I see the documentary, everyone else is like, oh my God, it was terrible. And the atmosphere was really aggressive and terrible things happened. And I was like, oh my God, I was just thinking of Hendrix. So I think of it in that way, but it's like I can't really don't talk about it too much because it became terrible. You know, some people got, you know, some girls got raped, people got beaten up. It was, this was like a horror show. So I didn't, you know, from then you can't say, oh, I had a great time. You have to just not really talk about it unless you ask.
Yeah, the pictures were crazy. This one, I'm glad not to be there, to be honest.
Yeah.
I see the fire, I hear the stories. Crazy yeah. Documentaries about it. So I have to say.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
My last question, sadly. Is there a rock song you wish you had written?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's a great question. Loads, so many. I think that if you took Rx Queen, the Deftones song, that's a really, you know, sex tape. Aerials by System of a Down. I mean, my God, so many. Like a Rolling Stone, Bob Dylan song. I don't know, you know what I mean? There's so many songs. Like, I just think of my favorite songs. Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. You know that song? There's so many songs. Into My Arms by Nick Cave. I love Nick Cave. Incredible, yes. Incredible writer. So the list goes on. But I don't live like in jealousy or, you know, because I think we say here comparison is a thief of joy.
Yes.
Takes away all the joy if you compare. So I don't know. I just enjoy those songs, but I just try and be inspired by them and write good songs myself, you know?
Yeah, of course. And it's inspiring, and it's not with jealousy, right, or something else. Okay, Gavin.
Gotta make the world a better place. Thank you so much. Hope to see you in Hamburg. We have a vegan shawarma.
I'm looking forward to your show in Hamburg. I would come and I will bring you our famous Hamburger Franzbrötchen. Okay,
let's do it. I was a vegan for a while. I was a vegetarian vegan for a few years. Yeah, so I love vegan food. Enjoy it.
Perfect. I'm gonna leave it at your merch stop on your show, maybe.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
All the best. Okay,
I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Have a nice day with your dog. Cheers.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.